The standoff between Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and President Trump shows no signs of easing. Johnson taking to the streets on Monday after signing an executive order limiting how much the city's police department can work with troops and federal immigration agents.
Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong. This is the city that said keep hope alive. The city that birthed Yes We Can. And the city that will defend this country. No troops in Chicago. No troops in Chicago.
Johnson is promising to resist despite another violent weekend in Chicago. NBC Chicago reports 54 people were shot and 7 people were killed during Labor Day weekend in the Windy City. The president is making comparisons with D.C., saying, wow, Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C. has become very popular because she worked with me and my great people in bringing crime down to virtually nothing in D.C. Her statements and actions were positive, instead of others like Pritzker, Wes Moore, Newsom, and the 5% approval-rated mayor of Chicago.
Why fight this?
Yeah.
Why? And I'll tell you why. Because of who's there. These numbers coming out of D.C., tell the whole story, okay? Kash Patel's FBI just put out the arrest stats. So this is FBI working with other federal officers and agents swept through there. 1,600 arrests. These are federal, which means the Democrats can't turn them right back out on the street again.
FBI Director Kash Patel says there have now been 1,600 arrests since the administration began its crime crackdown in D.C. He says over the last few days alone, there were 19 arrests involving the FBI, 8 gun recoveries, and 7 drug seizures.
Okay, so what are they doing here, Lee? Here's where it gets interesting, and you can begin to see what Trump's actually doing here. In addition to making Democrats own and defend crime and stick up for criminals, which is not a good look nationally, that's a win right there, he's going through and sweeping up the heads of these criminal networks that hide in Democrat sanctuary cities, both the illegal immigrants, but also Americans, criminals, too. 81 gang members, wanted known gang members, picked up hiding in D.C., many of them illegal immigrants, but many of them not illegal immigrants. There's people who've been churned out on the streets again and again. You pick that up and get rid of that, it's going to make a massive difference. And the Democrats want them roaming free. They do. They do not care. I wanted to read this because it's so interesting. This is this was as of August 28th, okay, what they've picked up in D.C. And you can see what Trump is doing here. And every one of these people I'm about to profile, every single one of them is a known wanted gang member. Every single one of them except 2 have criminal charges here in the U.S. as well. David, this is just picked up in D.C. One of gang members, David Perez Teofani, criminal legal alien from Mexico, previously charged with aggravated sexual battery of a child under the age of 13, felony indecent liberties, proposed sex acts. I bet he's a human trafficker. Wilker Patino Solis, criminal illegal immigrant, Venezuela, Trende Aragua gang member, arrested for felony robbery, using force, obstruction of justice, possession of burglary tools. This guy, Jose Candela Bantura, another wanted gang member. He's from Mexico. Mario Marquez Garcia, criminal illegal immigrant, gang member from El Salvador, previously arrested for DUI, aggravated assault on a police officer with a weapon, assault, robbery, failure to appear in violation of a court order. These are all guys who've been hiding out in D.C. thanks to the sanctuary policies. They just turn them back out again. Julio Martinez, criminal legal alien from Mexico. Simple assault, threatening to kidnap or injure a person. Unlawful entry. He got picked up. Marcos Alfredo Garrido Alvarado, criminal legal alien from Honduras. Arrested for DUI. It's amazing how many of these wanted gang members are so confident they'll just go drive drunk in D.C. They feel like, well, you know, they're just going to turn me back out. They're not giving me to ICE. Eric Alaya Cruz, illegal immigrant from El Salvador, arrested multiple times for drugs and robbery, has an officer safety alert for resistance during a recent arrest. He was churned out again and again and again, despite ICE detainers on him. Darwin Lopez, Castanon. Again, this is just D.C., okay, Lee? And just since Trump went in there with the FBI and the related troops, federal troops. He has a prior criminal arrest for assault. Jose Mandivar Gomez, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador. He's DUI. Siraj Teru, a criminal illegal alien from Nigeria, previously convicted of importation, conspiracy and distribution of heroin. Carlos Enrique Garcia Ramos, criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, DUI, disorderly conduct, liquor possession. Diego Lopez Vasquez, criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, DUI, assault, probation violations. Carlos Castro Quinteros, illegal alien from El Salvador, DUI, document fraud. Rene Vargas Salderon, criminal illegal alien from Mexico, multiple convictions for assault. Omar Ireta Cubillas, criminal alien from Guatemala, and he's claimed to be a citizen of three different countries. He's a known gang member. Eric Martinez Figueroa, criminal illegal alien from El Salvador, a DUI arrest. Guavir Singh, criminal illegal alien from India, previously arrested for being illegally present in the U.S. and deemed a special interest alien. That means that his criminal activity has a nexus to terror. That's interesting. Juan Garcia Lopez, criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, illegal entry into the U.S., previously arrested for assaulting an officer and resisting arrest. Martinez Aguirreta, he's got five convictions for human trafficking, or five charges, I should say, for human trafficking. Jaime Navarrete, criminal illegal alien from El Salvador, arrested for controlled dangerous substance other than marijuana, possession with intent to distribute, controlled dangerous substance, possession with intent, large amount. Again, all of these known wanted gang members and illegal immigrants picked up in D.C. just on this sweep. That's why they don't want them in Chicago, Lee.
Yeah.
They don't want them there.
Because they're effective.
Yeah, they're effective, and they're effective at dissembling these criminal networks. And by the way, you pick these guys up, and you talk to them about, hey, you know, we're looking at some federal charges for you here, unless, you know, you want to help us, with your networks, and maybe we could talk about a deal. This is how the Trump people get their hooks into these blue cities and begin disassembling these networks. And that's why Democrats don't want that. The networks bring them their voters. Networks bring them the warm bodies they need for the census to be counted, to allocate the congressional districts. And look, Victor Davis Hanson had this incredible stat over the weekend about every data point being negative for Democrats. This is what's at stake here. Listen to this.
Every data point is negative for them. They not only did not register as many, 2 million as the Republicans in additional registration, but they lost registration. They're bleeding about 5 million people a year leaving the blue states.
I was going to say, and that's just in the 30 states that record voter registration.
Yes.
And 5 million people a year are fleeing.
Well, this is the Trump administration strategy, and I wish I could say it was a Republican strategy, but it's the Trump administration strategy, is that they are going to be on the side of the issues that are important to everyday Americans and force Democrats to defend their position, which is against law and order and, a proper society.
Yeah, and Democrats have hit such rock bottom here that when you look at who they're picking up, 1,600 arrests, they're targeting the most violent and dangerous criminals. Democrats are so desperate for human beings to be living in their blue cities, they have become magnets and sanctuaries, not just for legal immigrants, but for criminals, period. And that's that 5 million speaking. That they're like, you come in here, they see it as they're taking our voters. Yeah. And again, one of the reasons I can convince Democrats do this is turn these criminals out again, not even the illegal immigrants, is because if you're in prison, you can't vote.
Right.
They don't want you in prison. They want your voting rights restored. They want you out no matter how much mayhem you commit. And people pay the price. They can't take it and they move from blue areas.
Exactly.
So just unbelievable. And you just look at the close nexus between the Democrat Party and these criminals. Again, this woman whose husband is a 3 times deported illegal immigrant sex offender who was ordered to register but didn't bother. He's living in her house, which is also the site of her daycare.
Gosh.
Well, she's pictured with Gavin Newsom because she is a high-profile SEIU activist for illegal immigration open border. So, of course, he's pictured with her. What does that show you? The nexus between these people and the Democrat Party, it's like one step apart. These people are connected. They're woven into the fabric of the Democrat Party at this point, and that's what Trump's ripping apart. I really wish we could get him an extra term, you know?
Be like careful. Just to,
well, I'm not, you know.
Now you're confirming all those wild Democrat conspiracies.
I know. I love to make their heads explode. You heard it here first, folks. It's all the same fight. I've been saying that for years. Democrats freaking out, trying to keep Trump out of their cities. Why? He's picking up, they're targeting and picking up these gang members under the guise of, hey, we're going to bring down Democrat crime. So there's two things going on here. There is Trump basically using these, you know, city takeovers, talking about Chicago as a way to mock the Democrats on crime, knowing they'll double and triple down defending criminals, trying to keep them on the streets, right? Let America see who they are. But the second part of it is knocking down these networks. And you may say, well, shouldn't we just concentrate on our enemies like China? It's all the same fight. Did you see that? This is blowing my mind. Headline, Chinese networks laundering billions in cartel wealth through the USA. Okay, folks, this is just during Biden's term. With numbers this big, the Democrats have to deliberately ignore this to let the money flow as China partners up, merges with the cartels, and the cartels in China merge with the Democrat Party. And we know that for a fact. We ended the week last week with the New York Times, remember? I can't believe they reported it. The New York Times reported China, the CCP, is now calling the shots in Democrat primaries in New York, backing some candidates financially through Chinese business people's clubs. Those are just arms of the CCP, while spending money to kill off others. They're calling the shots. And so the New York Times is even raising the alarm. Oh my gosh, you're watching the Democrat Party take over in New York by China. Yes, you are. Been warned about this for years. So's Russia. They said it was inevitable the Democrats would merge with the CCP and China would end up controlling, you know, parts of America's vassal state. You're watching it. Listen to the extent of it. The U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network said banks flagged $312 billion, with a B, in transactions from suspected Chinese money laundering networks. Now, this is just the course of the Biden administration, January 2020 to December 2024. They came from 1,375 Bank Secrecy Act reports. Those are flags that look like money laundering. So the banks will put them on it. This is just Chinese and cartel money laundering. The Chinese are laundering money for the cartels through U.S. banks. They're saying because Mexico's banking laws are so much stricter. Where's the money coming from? This is jointly earned money by Chinese and mainly Mexican cartels. Listen to this. Through real estate transactions, casinos, human trafficking, that's the 500,000 kids they sold, and even laundering through assisted living homes in New York. The networks use Chinese students, well, we're going to have 600,000 of those on visas now, up from 329,000 under Joe Biden, so shame on us. By the way, Trump reversed that end of week. We'll see if he sticks with it. Chinese students studying the U.S. to help facilitate some of the schemes. Real estate alone accounted for 13% of the total, the vast majority doing the laundering, U.S. banks. Money laundering networks linked to individual passport holders in the People's Republic of China enable the cartels to poison Americans with fentanyl, conduct human trafficking, and wreak havoc among communities across our nation. Why is China knee-deep in this? Well, why do we catch China smuggling 19,000 fake licenses in here for the 2020 election to commit voter fraud via absentee ballots? So all the same thing. They're protecting their criminal networks. What do their criminal networks do? Well, beside profit, they move voters in, replacement voters, to put the Democrat Party in total power, and China wants to take that over. That's your picture right there. That's the big. So it's not just Trump and crime, and he doesn't like crime in these cities. This is hand-to-hand combat to take back territory from the cartels and China. But then I repeat myself, and the Democrat Party can't tell where one ends and the other begins. It is the theme of the show. This is a war. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network report makes it appear as though Mexico has tighter controls than the United States does, which it does, leading the money laundering to be done here in America. Mexico's currency restrictions prevent large amounts of U.S. dollars from being deposited in Mexican financial institutions. They got to launder it here. What's in this for China, red state, right? The Chinese Communist Party, no doubt, is wetting its beak and all. Yeah, they're helping the Democrats. That's why they were directly involved in the voter fraud. And remember what the FBI had to do when they found out about it. They not only shut down the investigation into the 19,000 licenses. By the way, that was just a small tranche of what they brought in here to do the fake voter registrations, the fake absentee ballots. Why? Because they want to move people in here, help the Democrat Party take over. They're going to take the Democrat Party over. You see it already in New York. It's what I'd do if I were evil. The Chinese Communist Party, they're seeing, is then using the money, wait for it, to buy up American real estate, including farmlands and land around military bases. It's all the same story. It's like a bunch of stories, but it's not. Scott Graytak, an anti-corruption attorney and deputy executive director for Transparency International U.S., said the U.S. is considered one of the best places in the world for money laundering. Now, red state rates. This is where I've been the whole time. China's up to something. They aren't working with the cartels and laundering money for entertainment. They aren't buying up farmland for no reason. And by the way, they're buying up commercial real estate like it's going out of style. The Chinese Communist Party under Chairman Xi wants to see China surpass the U.S. as one major world power, and they know that time isn't on their side. They can't take us yet in a knockdown, drag out fight. And then, folks, what are they doing? They're inside our networks. They're inside our water treatment plants. They're inside all of it. The cartels in China is the same. So when you see Trump going in there and he's got FBI, he's got all of those people, and they are aiming to take down the criminal networks. You're talking, it's been 2 weeks, 81 wanna gang members, many cartel, some U.S. criminals. Same story. That's what's going on. But this is a war for territory to reclaim it from the violent international Democrat cartel Chinese Communist Party nexus. It's been a masterclass on how to fight for the Republic. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Trump has tricked the Democrats into delivering letters to MS-13 illegal immigrants. Here's Senator Mark Warner, who, by the way, could not call Rachel Marin's family, even though it happened in his own state. No phone call, no letters for them. She's brutally raped and murdered, her head bashed in by an illegal, and the senator didn't give a damn because he's a Democrat. But when it comes to known gang member Kilmore Abrego Garcia, why things are different. This is Democrat Senator Mark Warner, after delivering letters from the poor beaten wife and the rest of the family to Kilmore.
A few hours ago, I left the Farmville Detention Center, where I had a chance to meet with Kilmore Abrego Garcia. I gave him letters from his family, and you can imagine how emotional he was. He wants to keep fighting for justice. And while I can't weigh in on some of the allegations from the Trump administration, I know this. They wrongfully moved him to El Salvador. And now,
his
in
home.
An effort to retaliate if he doesn't plead guilty, they're threatening to send him to Uganda, where he has no ties at all.
So they're fighting to keep the Guatemalan children, whose return was requested to their parents by the Guatemalan government, Democrats suing to keep them from leaving the country. And then I want to save Kilmore. Folks, I tell this story every time, okay? The reason Kilmore could not go back to El Salvador is his lawyer argued that the 18th Street Gang would kill him some more, would try to kill him some more. Why would they do that? Because the 18th Street Gang believes he killed one of their mamas. Did he? He admitted he was MS-13, so they traditionally have friction with 18th Street, but they believed he killed one of their mamas in retaliation for something else. Now we're going to kill him, so we can't send him back. We got to keep Kilmore. But Democrat voters literally sound dumb because they're so weaponized by their media. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, she should sue for this. She should get herself millions of dollars. Did an interview with CBS. This is what she said. Wait till you hear what they cut it down to. This is why liberals sound insane. They are so brainwashed, they're dangerous.
This individual was a known human smuggler, a MS-13 gang member.
Sorry, wait, she's talking about Kilmore. Abrego.
This individual was a known human smuggler, a MS-13 gang member, an individual who was a wife beater, and someone who was so perverted that he solicited nude photos from minors. And even his fellow human traffickers told him to knock it off. He was so sick in what he was doing and how he was treating small children. So he needs to never be in the United States of America. And our administration is making sure we're doing all that we can to bring him to justice. And the one thing that we will continue to do is to make sure that he doesn't walk free in the United States of America.
Here's what aired.
And the one thing that we will continue to do is to make sure that he doesn't walk free in the United States of America.
They cut the rest out because they don't want you to know about Kilmore. Meanwhile, listen to this. Senator Mark Warner, you know who he's going to work for? Well, keep people like Rachel Moore in safe? No, screw her. He's worried because the illegals being detained by ICE, he feels, do not have high quality enough food. He wants better tasting food for them.
I also saw a number of the other detainees from a variety of countries. I got a commitment from the private company that runs the facility that they'll work with us on improving some of the food and some of the health care. Lord knows, with an ICE budget now bigger than the FBI, cost should not be a reason. You know, America's a better country than this. We all need to continue to stand up and speak out.
Does not give a damn. He's talking about it for illegal immigrants. Americans doesn't care. Illegal immigrants, no, that's something to get worked up over. But I just played you that Christine Omanio. She could see what they do, the way they keep their sheeple so stupid. You're literally struck dumb because she's like, don't know anything. So your reality is so warped. You sound crazy. And it's just because you don't know what's going on in your own country. And then you form opinions based on fake news, right? And it's what they're not told that's so dangerous. Well, every once in a while, this happens with us too. And I always point it out. When our media does the same thing, right, media? We don't really report stuff or we black stuff out. And a lot of times it'll happen because people don't want to get, you know, they don't want to lose ratings points. They don't want to lose hits, clicks, and likes. So they will just not report something. And this is one of the rare instances where the left is more informed than we are on something. It's a very important issue. I'm about to get in a lot of trouble, but I don't care. I said this a week and a half ago? Way before this became a thing over the weekend. Did you see over the weekend? It's still trending right now as the top trender over the long weekend. Hashtag Trump dead. The left is obsessed with Trump's physical symptoms. Now, they have woven this into a Trump has dementia, you know, BS line of reasoning. By the way, they didn't care about Joe's health at all. And I don't buy that. They're wrong about that. But why did that trend? Our side looked at it and laughed and went, oh, it's so silly. Well, it's because we haven't been getting news about Trump's health conditions. And I started this last week and I said, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about it on talk radio because when we do across the country, these issues get elevated quickly. Let me tell you what needs to happen. Trump's staff has got to start making that man take a day off. He needs to get off his feet. He needs to sit down, slow down a little bit more. Headline, Associated Press. This is what drew me in about 2 weeks ago. I went, oh my gosh. This is Associated Press headline. Trump is checked for lower leg swelling and diagnosis with a common condition in older adults. And this picture has gone viral. It's him during the Euroweenie summit. And he's sitting there. And oh my gosh, he looks like he has elephant cankles. Why? His ankles are so swollen. Well, when asked about this, Caroline Leavitt, a spokesperson, did not deny it, the bruising on the back of Trump's hands either, and it's bad, seen in recent photos. And they admitted that Trump has chronic venous insufficiency, which occurs when little valves inside the veins that normally help move blood against gravity gradually lose the ability to work properly. It's not good. Well, look it up. What does it mean? I've tweeted the picture so you can see it. It's alarming. Not surprising for a 79-year-old guy. In fact, a lot of people over the age of 70 have this. But it kills you. And he is working himself to death. So when you have the classic symptoms, swollen ankles, check. That's classic peripheral edema, often linked to heart failure. Large bruises on your hands, likely from blood thinners, usually prescribed after heart problems, visible fatigue and balance issues. I don't think he had, he definitely has visible fatigue. I think because he's working himself to death. And sometimes, especially you see him in those interviews early in the morning, he's out of it. You can see it. He's not out of it to the point of Joe Biden. Don't misunderstand, but he's not as quick as he was. You can see it. And you can also tell what it is. It's not that he's got that space, you know, that blank-eyed look Biden had, that space dementia look. Trump didn't have that. He's tired. He's worn the heck out. Visible fatigue, balance issues consistent with chronic cardiac decline. It's check, check, check on that. I don't think Trump has balance issues, but the rest of it, it's there. You can see it. What are the numbers? What's the prognosis? Best case, 5 to 8 years if they keep him stable and he didn't kill himself. Working. Typical case, 2 to 4 years with recurring fluid buildup. He's already there. Worst case, 12 to 24 months if his heart is already in decompensation. And what I'm here to say to you, and this is when I said this before, when I was talking about this, Caroline Leavitt had thrashed his spokesperson, had thrashed a New York Times reporter because the reporter was criticizing Trump for something and had missed what had gone on the plane. It was the press corps. They were flying with him on Air Force One because the press corps was sleeping and he was working. And she said, listen, he worked 35 hours straight, did an interview every single hour. He's out working. And I went, oh God. Please, please, Lord, because we do. We pray for him every night as a family. Like, keep him alive. Look at his ankles and you tell me that man doesn't need a day off a week. He needs to stop. And so the left has been tracking this. We don't know about this. We're like the left on this one. We're out to lunch. We're not following the reality. And so when Trump's was suddenly gone, no scheduled events, because normally he just goes. For like 4 or 5 days, the left went, oh my gosh, he's having the big one. He's finally we're rid of him. And they were thrilled, right? Joy broke out. And Trump is dead hashtag Trump dead started trending. Now, it's not that bad. But what I'm here to say is we need to talk this up. We need to be real about it. This man goes, so does the Republic. There is nobody in this country could take over him, including J.D. Vance. It's not going to be the same drive. It's not, you know, it's not. It's not that J.D. Vance is a bad guy. It's just, it's not the same. Democrats know it. So what do we want? I actually put a list of demands up. I really hope this will go viral. Because his staff needs to make it happen. No more 7-day work weeks. He is working 7 days a week. No more 35-hour work days. He's done that. Caroline Leavitt bragged about it. That's when he went from Russia to the all the way to the summit with the Euro weenies and didn't sleep for 35 hours, doing an interview an hour. You know what? Take a 4-hour break. Please at least sleep. At least 4 hours of sleep a night, 1 day off. I was thrilled this way. I was a little worried. Having followed this realistically, I was worried the left was right this weekend. Is he okay? What I hope is he just, and then he tweeted himself golfing. So I went, okay, but I don't know if he needs to be running around. His staff's got to make this happen, folks. We need to have a conversation about it. And I know what's going on with him. I mean, this is a guy who faced 700 years in prison. By the grace of God, isn't in prison now on fake charges. He's got a burn for these people. He understands what they're like and how they'll wreck the country. He dedicates every waking moment and pushes himself to the brink, but he's 79. He's got to make it out of this term. He's got to. His staff's got to make it happen, folks. Because if he goes, so does the Republic. I mean, no one can replace him. They can't. I'm worried about him. Folks, it's not just me. That the Democrats have taken this, let's keep every criminal thing to the point of absurdity, so extreme, they have even lost MSNBC. Or what are they calling themselves? MS now? Yeah, because MSNBC brand is so affiliated with the Democrats that they are toxic, so they had to change their name. Still spewing the same trash, though. Look, folks, when you've lost MSNBC on this crime thing, when you've lost Joe Scarborough and Mika, who's just sitting there nodding her head like a bobble doll, you've gone full-on Pink Floyd, Bark at the Moon insane. That's where you are. So, you know what? I could make the argument, or I could just sit back and let Joe Scarborough do it. These Democrats are nuts. And they're saying what I'm saying. In the old days, they would have driven us nuts on talk radio because when the Republican or Trump or whatever wanted to clean up crime, even though they have been sanctuary cities, they've been turning these people out without bond, they've been putting dangerous rapists, murderers back on the street, they would pretend to care about crime and say, yeah, come on, clean it up. And it would be pretend, and we would froth at the mouth. We'd go insane and talk right. No, but they're pretending. They're pretending they hate crime. They love crime. They love criminals. They really do. Here, I'll prove it, and I'll give you these 52 talking points. And now, they should just pretend. Just pretend you don't like crime. You could drive us insane. But they won't. They love crime. And they're not even hiding it. When you've lost MSNBC, y'all, and here is the lunatic mayor, Brandon Johnson of Chicago, talking about protecting people. Understand, he's talking about protecting criminals from the feds.
Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong. This is the city that said keep hope alive. The city that birthed yes we can. And the city that will defend this country. No troops in Chicago. No troops in Chicago.
Again, the only people he's defending are the criminals and illegal aliens. That's it. And it's a battle cry. And even MS Now is like,
But, you know, we had the mayor of Chicago on last week saying, oh, we don't need any more police officers. Police officers aren't the answer. No police officers. And, you know, I think he said no five times. You look what's happening this weekend. You look. So, you know, I actually think that J.B. Pritzker should do something radical. I think you should pick up the phone, call the president and say, you know, and I know you don't have the constitutional authority to deploy the National Guard here and to police my. You can do that in D.C. You can't do that in Chicago. But let's partner up. These are the most dangerous parts of my state. We would love to figure out how to have a partnership that's constitutional, that respects the sort of balance of federalism between the federal government and the state government, and let's work together to save lives. Because right now, just the, hey, nothing to see here moving along, no problem here. Hey, Donald Trump, we don't need you. And, you know, the mayor talking about we're going to protect people's dignity in our city. Well, protect their lives. That's protecting their dignity. You know, it would be radical for us to figure out a way to actually do what I've been saying from the very beginning on Washington, and that is seeing politicians creating partnerships that protect their people.
Yeah.
From crime? No, they don't care. And I explained to you why earlier. When you look at that FinCEN record, $316 billion moved illegally through U.S. financial institutions by the Chinese in partnership with the cartels. That's how big and broad and wide these networks are. So that's China using the cartels to infiltrate America and the Democrats using them to bring them their voters. They're all working together. That is what Trump is disassembling. And that is why they're fighting like they are to keep these criminal kingpins. And that is exactly who they're arresting when they go in. It's not the guy pickpocketing on the street. They're looking for this network. That's why the Democrats are screaming like bloody murder. Folks, how do you amass the evidence, as the Treasury did, $316 billion over the 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency that this is going on, and you do nothing to touch that network? It's not an accident. It's on purpose. And they are trying to conquer territory. They're doing it. Trump's trying to get it back. I hope he lives long enough to do it.